The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I just read a crazy statistic. 69% of people sleep with either music or some type of sound machine in the background. I'm part of that 69%. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Andrea.
I don't trust you if you sleep in silence. I think it's strange.
Like, just think it's kind of creepy? Vampire-like?
Look, how could you sleep with that? It's like nothing. You could hear yourself breathe. I could hear myself snore because I snore. You know, I could wake myself up. Auto snores. Like, there's a lot of activity. Like, I just need something to lull my mind.
So before we had the Alexa, I was a diehard fan user where I would have to have the fan blowing in my face, but it was more for the sound than it actually was the wind.
Otto, I know what you're talking about. Are you talking about the old school fan that turns?
The box fan. No, I did the box fan. Yeah, I just do the box fan straight to the face.
Oh, the box fan reminds me of when I was little. My Nana had one and I used to stand in front of it and just make them talk.
Luke, I am your father.
I swear I would do that. Luke, I am your father. That's the only thing, that's how I remember the box fan. But I know what you're saying, because before the sound machines or the apps and things you could use, actually your phone does it for free. If you need details on that, hit me at Dana Cortez on Instagram. You don't have to pay for it. I would have something. I cannot be in silence.
Let me ask a question here. So you guys have a designated sound machine just to like
play? With Alexa.
Alexa.
Oh, Alexa. Mm-hmm. Okay. And she plays like what are these sound effects?
Two sounds. We have Otto and I've come to an agreement because I've tried a few and he hates them. Ocean sounds or thunderstorm.
I'm definitely heavier on the ocean sounds than I am the thunderstorm, because thunderstorm makes me think that something's going on outside.
There's no reason for a thunder sound
I swear.
Effect.
He's like, is it really raining or is it Alexa Dana?
I've asked her those before. I've woke up and I've been like, was that the Alexa? Or
I'm like, no, it's really raining out there.
Well, as a person representative of the silent sleepers here. Yes, I'm a silent sleeper.
You're part of the 31%.
I hate getting up in the middle of the night and having to turn a TV off. TV on sleepers kind of mess me up. I cannot stand
it. You would hate TV me. On. I am a TV on all night sleeper.
I'm with you there, Anthony.
What? All night, dude?
All night.
How do you
make
sense? When I'm on the road by myself, especially in the hotel, I'll turn it to a channel, and sometimes I don't ever turn it off. I just leave the TV on the entire time I'm there at the hotel.
Waster of energy.
Oh,
it just makes me feel comfortable.
No, so Anthony, you would hate to sleep with Otto. I have to wait till he falls asleep to turn the TV off. Because if he's not in REM, I'll turn it off and he'll be like, why'd you turn it off? I'm like, oh my God, creepy.
I was watching that.
You were just asleep. Weirdo.
Let's never say that sentence ever again. Anthony, you would hate to sleep with Automatic. Let's never explore that again. You have.
Oh,
that's never happened.
Yeah, all right.
Mainly because of the TV.
You know, let's move on then. What do we.
You'd be honored to sleep with me, okay?
What do we have for National Day, Anthony A?
Today we're going to take it back to the 1930s when the cheese doodle was invented. It is National Cheese Doodle Day, everybody.
Today's your day, Dana.
You're talking about the famous one is the cheese puff, but you're talking about the big, it's a container with balls. It's got those balls of cheese in them.
Yes, but technically, a cheese doodle is a type of cheese puff.
Okay.
So we're celebrating all doodles, yes.
I had a whole family size.
Dana's the queen of cheese doodles.
I swear a whole. No, I gave you four, right?
Maybe.
I gave you four. Out of the family size.
Do you suck the cheese off the doodle?
I literally eat eight Cheetos, and then I eat them off my fingers, go wash my hands, and then go eight more, and then wash my... I have like a routine here.
She doesn't have OCD.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Do you have one of those fancy robot vacuum cleaners that just vacuums the house by itself? There's different brands now. Roomba led the way, though.
Yeah.
Roomba.
We had a Roomba for a minute.
Yeah. If you have a Roomba or one of those, any kind of electronic vacuum cleaner, I need you to call me. 877-730-DCS1. Warning, your Roomba may take over your life in a bad way. So let me explain.
What?
Have you seen the headlines? There is this AI company called Anthropic that has a $200 million contract with our government, okay? Yeah. And our government is telling them, you need to take down the guardrails so we can use it for weapons and whatnot. And Anthropic is like, AI is not ready for all that.
we're not there yet.
They're like, no. And so the government said, well, then you're going to lose the contract. And then Anthropic said, okay then. we're not ready for all that. Like, because also, I guess our government wants to spy on us. No, and Anthropic's like, no. So anyway, the reason I'm telling you that story is because there's a Spanish engineer who reported a flaw in these smart Roombas, okay?
Smart vacuums.
Yes. He gained control of 7,000 of these vacuums.
And at just, one time.
At one time from his house in Spain. He's just chilling.
And he was controlling them with his PlayStation controller.
With a game controller. And you want an AI to take over my weapons?
He was able to take over their cameras too, so he could see inside everyone's home.
Oh my gosh, yeah. So that's the thing. It's like, why would you want AI? Here's the guy. His name is Sammy. He's talking to CNN about when all this happened.
When it happened, my wife started to hide the camera from the robot because she was scared.
Yeah.
I don't know, I freak out or scared. Let other users be your beta testers before you. So
yeah,
the company will fix the issue before you buy it.
Yeah, so we have Miss Julie on the line. Julie, do you have a Roomba?
No, I have a Bissell one, and then I have an, I think it's called an Oofy, like E-U-F-Y.
Okay, look, Oofy, Bissell, whatever it is, you better be careful because they can be hacked.
One is connected, but the other one isn't connected to anything at all.
How does it work?
One, I just manually do it. Like, I press the button on it, and the other one, we do it, control it from our phone.
Okay, so that's the one
that they can
we
get
must
into.
Get rid of. It is evil. We've got to get
if it just starts following you into the bathroom, you know why.
Christmas present. That's not going anywhere.
Okay. She's like, that. No, Dana. Okay, is it worth getting these electronic ones? Because we got one really early on, and it needed, like, to be, something needed to be fixed on
it. Didn't
on
work it. Well.
Yeah, it didn't work very well.
Oh, my God, it's so worth it for me. Oh, my God, it's
really?
So worth it. I have three dogs and two cats, and it's worth every penny.
Okay, so maybe the new upgrade auto, but we need the one she has that doesn't...
That isn't connected to the internet.
You just push the button.
No, that one's like low grade. That one you have to like manually change it from the vacuum setting to the mop setting. And my other one that my husband has that he got for him, it does it all in one. It has its own water tank and dirty tank and everything.
What?
And
it mops for you too?
Yeah.
God, just be still so worried about getting hacked.
If they want to hack into my house, good luck. You ain't going to find much. I mean... It's just a bunch of boring white people that want to just watch Hulu all day and play with our dogs. Like, we're in a weenie dog cult, so, I mean, you're just going to watch us be stupid with our weenie dogs.
Julie's like, this might be the most exciting thing for us in a minute. Heck away. If I could get any AI thing to do something for me, housework, I would want a laundry folder or robot.
Oh, my God, I want one of those so bad,
right? Too. Have you seen those? They're real.
I purposely hang our clothes just so I don't have to fold them.
Thank you. But they're like thousands of dollars right now.
I just want to see inside Julie's house now with her.
Now we all want to hack into
cult.
It.
I want to see all your weenie dogs.
She's like, hack away, please. I need some excitement.
Everybody
in my
got
life.
Bad hips.
Anyway, AI is not ready for weapons. My God, let's all say a prayer in the name of the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. That some company doesn't come in and decide to say, okay, U.S. government, let's just give you all access. All right. If you could have any AI robot come in and do housework, yard work, whatever, just take over a duty that you can't stand doing, what duty would it take over? 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Sean Diddy Combs will be getting out of prison early. How early? I will tell you after celebrity birthdays, Anthony A.
We have Madison Beer, Cash Baker, and Eva Mendez celebrating their birthday.
Okay, so Sean Diddy Combs was set to be released June 4th, 2028. The release date has been pushed up to April 25th, 2028, per the Federal Bureau of Prisons. Mm. Everybody's asking why. Why is he getting out early? Sean Combs was accepted into a drug abuse rehabilitation program last year in November. So these programs sometimes shorten prison sentences. And they're saying he's working towards getting better, getting well. And that is commendable.
This is just the setup to he's getting out of jail in the next six months.
He's not getting out in the next 6 months.
Oh, wow. I don't know about that much time off. But,
no.
I mean, yeah, like you said, Dana, hopefully he's, you know, making strides towards, you know, bettering himself. And when you're in jail, those couple months, that's a long time. So I'm sure he's happy he's getting out.
He's been in trouble with prison officials for making homemade alcohol, like consuming that and helping people do that. But
what?
And he didn't get added time?
No.
Oh, my God. Dude, you got to be damn bad to drink Diddy's homemade alcohol.
That ain't some rock, is it?
That's why he's there in the first place, dude. What? No. Diddy, no.
I remember when he said, Ciroc is made from grapes, not potatoes. What you make? What do they make home alcohol, homemade alcohol with?
You mean toilet wine? They make it out of fruit, sugar, bread, and some ketchup.
What?
Oh, my God. Why you say toilet wine?
Because they usually make it, well, not in the actual bowl of the toilet, but in the part that holds the water.
Either way, that's disgusting. Oh, my gosh. I wonder what that tastes like.
I've never had the pleasure of making it. So.
Thank God. Yeah. Oh, thank God. No, he didn't get, I guess he got reprimanded for that. But since then, he's enrolled in this program. Look, I want to say something. I believe in second chances, right? But this man has been doing a lot of dirty things for decades and decades. I hope he changes. I really do hope. Like, I hope he's really sorry for everything he did.
You think he's going to become less of a sexual deviant?
I don't know, Otto. Mm. And let me tell you something. Here's my thing. You could do what you want to do as a consenting adult. I don't care
what you do as consenting adults.
The problem I have with Diddy, and the reason he's in jail, is because that's the word, consent. It has to be that way. So do what you got to do, but don't do it the way Diddy did it, or you're going to end up in prison and drinking that nasty alcohol that he just said he had to make it in prison.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Oh my gosh, I have to tell you a story about, there's a new pet phone. It lets your dog call you when they're lonely.
Oh.
I know.
Oh, how?
This company just unveiled this new phone. It clips to your pet's collar and it just lets them call you when they are sad or they're feeling down, and they can bark or feel like agitated and make like a growl. And it automatically calls you, and then you're able to say, "Hey, what are you doing?"
Oh,
so if the dog moves or barks in an agitated way,
or probably whines.
Whines. The caller senses that.
Can you imagine Didi with that?
Otto.
She'd be like, whine, and then she'd be like, "I'm hungry. Get home and feed me right now."
You're telling me. Remember the caller in Up?
Squirrel.
Oh, yeah,
squirrel.
Yeah. Squirrel.
They'd be talking squirrel all of a sudden. Well, pets, I mean, I don't know that they'll be, if it's going to actually decipher what the dog is saying, Otto, but you'll be able to speak to the animal. And make
I know
feel
when
Daddy's
hungry. She lets me know.
She does.
Yeah, I don't know if you'll be able to speak to the animal, but you'll definitely be able to take its commands. And we're slowly becoming, like, the roles are slowly reversing here.
Who's really right.
Who picks up who?
Yeah.
Oh, the Tootsie Roll Patrol, like you said. No, Tootsie Roll Patrol.
That's
Otto's
the other
mom.
Thing. Arrow should probably call us up and be like, "Come clean up my..."
Oh, yeah, that's one thing. Our dog likes the yard really clean. He would be, I swear to you, if you didn't do Tootsie Roll Patrol that day, he would move to the cement or something and say, "If you don't come get this..."
And just give you the dirtiest looks ever.
Well, and now you give him like a Tootsie Roll collar?
Yeah, so he can tell you.
No.
Don't you think, though, that like we spend so much money on our pets? And I think, Anthony, you were telling us about the guy who invented Milk-Bone dog treats?
Yes. Yep.
Back in the, it was the 50s or 60s, right?
Oh, way before then. Right after the Great Depression in the 30s is when dogs started coming and becoming more pets. And he kind of came up since then birthed the industry of the pet treat. And so now we're here where the dogs have talking collars.
From milk bone dog treats to $1,000 collars. All right. Well, if you're interested in buying one, hit your girl up at Dana Cortez on Instagram. I will send you the link.
Bark is my command.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Bad Bunny and Shakira both just set some records when it comes to concert. Bad Bunny, interesting, because it was in Australia. Okay, so let's get down with celebrity birthdays, and then I'll break down the numbers. Anthony A.
All right, we have Eva Mendez celebrating her birthday, Cash Baker, and Madison Beer.
So Bad Bunny, obviously, you know, just had his big moment at the Super Bowl, did the halftime. And I thought, okay, he's huge in the world of Latino, right? Latino world. He went to Australia, and I was like, okay, that's 1% Hispanic. 99,000 people showed up to see Bad Bunny and were singing in Spanish because they just memorized phonetically the words to his songs.
Yeah, because Australia's a 100% English country.
Yes, 100%.
Well, I mean, the Aborigines have their own language, but...
Yeah, but English is a primary language there. Definitely not Spanish, let's put it that way. I was really blown away by seeing just how big he is. I realize here in the U.S., because a lot of people speak Spanish, we also just love rhythmic music, like, in general. Australia kind of blew me away. Now, Shakira.
They definitely don't border Mexico.
No, not at all. And he's from Puerto Rico. He's American, but he's U.S. citizen. Anyway, Shakira, also in Mexico, she was at a venue called Zocalo, where a lot of great artists have performed, but nobody has had 400,000-plus people show up.
Dang.
I have chills just thinking about it. I couldn't even imagine what it looked like. Well, they had lots of drones and there's photos. You can go to @DanaCortez show on Instagram and check it out. It's amazing. Here she is thanking the concert goers. Oh, I just get chills hearing that. Shakira's just one of those artists that just, she transcends language.
She's a global icon.
She is. And can I just say, my goodness, she's beautiful.
Look, she's almost 50 now, right?
Yes.
She doesn't look it, I'll say that.
I know. I'm like, call me girl, tell me.
And, hopefully she started a new trend of free concerts. That concert was absolutely free for
the people.
And man, maybe we see a lot more of those going around the country because it worked for her.
I didn't understand that artists make money off their merch. They really don't make money off ticket sales.
Well, they make a little bit of, they make money off ticket sales, but they have to split it with, a lot of them have 360 deals, so they have to split with the record label and with the venue.
And also, Otto, because of the way all these ticket outlets work, I don't want to just say one ticket outlet, but one above others, they don't see a lot of money, and they think it's unfair to their fans, their audience. Yeah. So I think having more free concerts and just having us buy merch, why
not? A lot of house DJs have been doing this and just setting up in different places and bringing a sound system and just inviting everybody to come for free, and they're having massive turnouts.
Otto, hello, let's talk about this. You can shut up while this massive party. 877-730-DCS1. Would you be down to go to a free concert if DJ Automatic DJs the concert?
We're just going to have we've got to pay for the sound. It's not free. Us.
We'll sell our merch. $5.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I'm so excited that Toy Story 5 is going to be released. Ooh. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
This is the kind of movie that you go see with your kids.
Or you watch by yourself because the whole series is amazing.
I was going to say, you don't have to have kids. It's just a good story. I remember when the creators were interviewed and asked about, it was right after Toy Story 1, where is Andy's father? And, he's got a single mom. They never say these things. You just kind of know. And as someone who grew up raised by my Nana and my Uncle Frankie, and then I went to go live with my mom and I didn't have a father present, just to have a sense of like, oh, I'm normal. Like, I'm not odd.
I never even noticed that until you just said it.
But I did. And so this next Toy Story has just got me super excited. Actually, we have Lindsay who's calling in. She's on line 4. So earlier we were talking about Toy Story 5. And did you know that they were making a new movie?
No, I didn't.
I just heard about it a few months ago, too. And it's supposed to be about the toys having to now battle the tablet era and the screen time. So I'm anxious to see it. I'm so excited about it.
Yeah.
The biggest thing is Woody's balding.
What?
Woody's losing his hair.
Yes.
How is Woody losing his hair? Now I feel old.
It's about that time,
my
friend.
Goodness.
I guess 1 and 3 are my favorites. And was it 5 that made me cry, Otto? I can't remember.
Well, 5 we haven't seen yet. It hasn't come out.
Oh, yeah. Hello.
About 4. But 4 was one of the best ones, though.
Oh, yeah. 4 made me cry. The trailer was just released. Producer Jack, can we hear part of that, please?
Bonnie, there's a package for you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Hi there. I'm Lilypad. Let's play.
Me and the toys have been working all summer to try and get Bonnie to make friends.
Yeah.
But then you had to ruin
it.
You're not even listening to me.
I'm always listening. See?
Obviously, this is about kids being so different, right? The screen time comes in, takes away from playing with old school toys and your imagination. That's hilarious. So think about how creative these writers are. I'm always listening. Your device is always listening.
They are always listening.
I could talk about concealer or something. Next thing I know on Instagram, you should buy this concealer. I'm like, oh my gosh. It's released June 19th. Plus, it's something fun to do in the summer with the kids when they're not in school. Send them there with a babysitter or something. Take a wine day for yourself.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.